In 1884, W.W. Elliott and Company published a brochure full of illustrations touting the beauty and commerce of the town of San Rafael. Lori Thompson, librarian at Marin County Library's Ann T. Kent California Room, says it was basically a real estate sales pitch.
So that people would say, oh, wow, you know, there's a courthouse and there are these nice churches and look, and there's a train station and, you know, just all of the amenities that would make San Rafael special in 1884 and make you want to move there.
Now the 130-year-old illustrations are getting to a new audience, thanks to an exhibit that matches them with modern-day photographs taken from the same vantage points. One of them is the San Rafael Train Depot, where smart trains will soon run again.
The train station is pretty much in the same spot that it's been for, you know, over 100 years. I think that's a fun thing for people to see and know that part of that history is going to come back to life.
The exhibit is a collaboration between the Marin County Library and local historian and photographer Michelle Sargent Kaufman. Kaufman says when she first began taking the photos about a year ago, she assumed many of the buildings depicted wouldn't be around anymore, but she was pleasantly surprised.
It was such a revelation to recognize these buildings for what they really are, even though they're just humbly sitting there on the corner, you know, and serving a new purpose.
A favorite discovery was the Shaver Planing Mill, which used to provide much of the Bay Area with lumber.
That building is still there. It's still being used every day. But now it's a hair salon. So, and I've driven by it 1,000 times and it never occurred to me. So it was a joy to kind of find it and rediscover it again.
Another illustration featured is San Rafael's Grand Central Hotel. But the drawing is a bit misleading, says Marin County Library's Carol Aquaviva.
There's a trolley that's going by the hotel, and that was wishful thinking.
No,
didn't exist. So they were thinking about the future.
Aquaviva, who digitized the brochure's illustrations, says the exhibit allows viewers to experience San Rafael's history in a new light.
A lot of times with historical images, you can look at something many, many times and see things in there, you know, that you didn't see before. And then adding the extra layer of today's view adds even, you know, another dimension.
Aquaviva says the takeaway for her is that through these photos, you can see that San Rafael's core today is not much different than it was 130 years ago.
We think of 1884 as so long ago, and in many ways, you know, obviously, Industrial Revolution and World Wars and social changes. But, you know, once you dig down, transportation, trains, businesses, all these things, people had similar motivations as they do today.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.